Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this third day. It is Friday. Here's a special report by Paul Watson. Then we're coming back with the Iran nuke deal, the latest on Jade Helm, and more straight ahead.
Memory's Pizza in Indiana has come under fire from irate liberals after the owner said they would refuse to cater for a gay wedding. It's the first test of Indiana's largely symbolic Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which prohibits state laws that substantially burden the right of a person, a religious institution, or a business to follow their religious beliefs. Other states have laws in place which force businesses not to discriminate against people based on race, sexuality, or gender. First off, this whole Memories Pizza story has been completely mischaracterized amidst the deluge of vitriol and outrage. Memories Pizza has never said that they would refuse to serve gay people. In fact, the owner said the very opposite, that they would be happy to serve gays and lesbians in their restaurant, just that they wouldn't cater for a gay wedding because it conflicts with their beliefs. That prompted one high school coach to post a tweet which tried to recruit others to, quote, burn down Memories Pizza. Another example of peaceful, liberal tolerance. Okay, let's get one thing clear. Any business owner that refuses to serve gay people because it conflicts with their, quote, religious beliefs clearly deserves to go out of business based off the back of their own stupidity alone. Selling a cake to a gay person is not the same as being forced into having gay sex with them. Treat others as you wish to be treated. You know, Jesus Christ hung around with prostitutes and criminals. Fraternizing or doing business with people who have lifestyles with which you disagree is not the same as condoning those lifestyles. So it would be monumentally idiotic for any business to refuse to serve gay people because of the reputation they'd accrue, but also because their reason for doing so makes no sense whatsoever. But does that then mean that the government should have the right under law to force businesses to serve gay people? If you believe in a concept called individual freedom, the answer is clearly no. No one should have the right to invoke the power of the state to force anyone to provide a good or service. The same goes for forcing people into not providing a good or service. This is merely the mirror image of the Jim Crow laws. The government gun should not be involved with private, voluntary transactions. The market itself solves the problem of discrimination. You refuse to serve a gay person, 100 other businesses are happy to serve them. They get the money, you go out of business. There's no need for government involvement. What's the bigger danger? Giving the government the power to enforce conduct and behavior at the point of a gun within people's own private property, or a tiny, tiny percentage of gays not being served in restaurants. And if anyone, it's gay people that should understand how dangerous it is to give government the power to enforce societal standards. Given that those same powers were once used to oppress them when homosexuality was illegal in the United States. They're essentially saying that the government should have the power to discriminate against religious Christians and force them into behaviors which they don't wish to do. How far will this go? Will wedding photographers be labeled intolerant and fined for refusing to work at gay weddings? Will conservative maids who refuse to work in gay households be hit with hate crime charges? Will parents be thrown in jail for not wanting to hire a gay babysitter or a gay private tutor? This is clearly another example of leftists getting irate about a scenario that will never happen on any kind of significant basis.
All right, folks.
While relying on both.
You can see the full report at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bottom line, the globalists are taking all of our basic rights and then getting us to infight over a bunch of distractions as if they're the biggest thing in the world. Huge news on the Iran nuke deal, Jade Helm, the economy, and more. Straight ahead.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, the third day already of April 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up in the third hour today, we are going to have open phones on whatever subject folks wish to discuss. Coming up in the second hour, we have Daniel H. Wilson coming on the broadcast. New York Times bestselling author of Robo Apocalypse. And, of course, this gentleman's book is being turned into a film by Steven Spielberg. And it ties in with the news we see today. In the robotic near future, most will live off government-provided income. That's the plan, is computers and robots are being designed to displace a world run and designed by humans so that the technocrats can control the development or, quote, evolution, in their words, of human society. So we'll be discussing that. And Nico has just popped in my head, popped in my ear, and told me. That's why I kind of took a double kick there.
Yeah, that's my bad. I put it on the wrong hour.
Not a big deal. I just, for a week, he was going to be on in the third hour. And then I opened the sheet up, and it said the second hour. And so that's in the third hour. I'll have open phones in the second hour. A train wreck of a start of the broadcast, if there ever was one. But that said, ladies and gentlemen, we're obviously going to be opening the phones up here today to get into the Iranian nuke deal, which Israel is very upset about, and that Iran is celebrating and saying that Western media is misrepresenting. But with that backdrop, I also want to get into a story that illustrates so much, not just the Second Amendment or the right to self-defense, but also media control and political correctness. We have militants, not radical Islamist terrorists. You notice Sky News and others are being politically correct. We're told to not call illegal aliens, then we're supposed to call them migrants, and now we're just supposed to call them citizens. Well, now militants kill 147 in Kenya university attack. An attack by mass terrorists who stormed a university in eastern Kenya has left at least 147 people dead. Around 80 more have been confirmed as wounded in the siege at the university, which has now ended after four attackers detonated their suicide vest. The gunmen hurled grenades and fired automatic rifles as students were sleeping, shooting dead dozens before setting Muslims free and holding Christians and others hostage. So the university, again, was for Christians and Muslims. It was an open university, but it was a Christian university overall. And you now see what has happened. And there will be no apologies by even the mainline Islamic community. There will be nothing but criticism of how evil the Christians are in Kenya and basically how they deserved it. And that's what we're seeing in the media. And this very group is Wahhabist, Al-Qaeda-based, and is the same group that attacked the shopping mall in Kenya 2 years ago. And the head of Interpol came out and said that the answer to this problem is concealed carry like we have in areas of the U.S. But, of course, 2 years later, that's not been done. Kenya has very strict gun control laws. And, of course, the terrorists had illegal fully auto and hand grenades that you cannot get even here in the United States. So a victim disarmament zone, again, is used by mad killers to kill non-military individuals in terroristic cold blood. And you're not going to hear a word out of the big Christian churches. You're not going to hear any solidarity by Christians being persecuted worldwide. You're not going to hear any calls to stop the Al-Qaeda, ISIS forces murdering Christians all over the Middle East or North Africa, all the way down into Nigeria on the west coast of Africa, on the Gold Coast of Africa. And that's because there is an agenda behind all of this. I am not what you call an Islamophobe. I don't sit up here obsessing over Muslims all day. And I went to high school and college and have Muslim friends I've, you know, worked out with, lift weights, played soccer, you name it. Most Muslims that were in this country previously did not want to live under the oppression of the Middle East. That's why they came here. The new waves, though, being brought in from Somalia and other areas, are hardcore Islamicists, and they hate Christians, and the statistics and the crime numbers show this, and they want to radical Islamify the West. And already, in many countries in Europe, half the births are Muslim. And the radical Muslims, being funded by Saudi Arabia predominantly, are being bullied into radicalizing. And so the radical is becoming the new mainstay. The radical is becoming the new status quo. And because it doesn't fit with the narrative of political correctness, you notice it's not a big news story today. Even though CNN has the headline that, will the Middle East now be Christian free as Christians are slaughtered and forced out of every country? And in every case, the United States and the UN and other globalist combines like NATO are directly involved, very, very aggressively supporting economic and military, cultural, and religious policies that destroy Christianity. Even the UN last year had to admit that the amount of Christian persecution had doubled in the last decade, and that Christians were the most persecuted group in the world. And one big reason for that is Christians have been globalized. Christians have gone under the World Council of Churches. They're no longer Christians. At least their leaders aren't. And they won't stand up for themselves. And they've been taught Romans 13, submit to the government, even though in the West, we the people and the law are the government. And so when the government's violating the law, they're violating God's word. But see, they've inverted all of that. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, no one knows who originally said it because they all said it. We've already been conquered. We've killed 55 million babies in this country. Our borders are completely wide open. We allow the IRS to take people's houses and bank accounts with no charges, no evidence. We have allowed our government to sign us on to half of the global 2.2 quadrillion, 2,200 trillion. We are a conquered nation. And I don't say that to lower morale. I say that to admit where we're at. Sometime you've got a bully sitting on top of you, punching you in the face, and you've got to get angry to get him off of you. So do you want the globalist off our backs, or do you want to keep going down this road? Because submitting to it, laying down to it, rolling over to it, bending over to it, kneeling down to it, and licking the boots is only making it worse. In fact, will you guys print me Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech? I think I'm going to read that on air. But it shows the media control. Can you imagine if a Christian would have gone in a Muslim madrasa or school and killed 147 people and injured over 80? Wounded? It would be on every channel, every newspaper for 3 months. The evil of Christianity, the hatred, what do we do to prove that we're not bad? How do we feel guilty? How do we submit? It would be the end of the world. Can you imagine if a Christian went in a college in the United States and killed 147 secular people? It would be the biggest story of the decade. But ladies and gentlemen, it is almost nowhere in the news now, the attacks in Kenya. And the FBI says that ISIS, same group, same Wahhabist Sunni group, has operatives in all 50 states and is set to attack. See, the FBI may not have to go out and find crazy people to wind them up this time. Our border is so wide open. They're allowing recruiting by ISIS all over the West, and for young people ages 12 up to 30 or so to go back and forth, they're allowing Saudi and other money to fund this. And this is the destabilization force that will be used, that we've warned you of, to bring in the tyranny. And then we'll welcome the military on the streets after we've seen in one day 20, 30 primary schools hit, colleges hit, shopping malls hit, thousands dead. And you watch. Logic will be ignored when this happens. They'll say the answer is taking our guns, and they'll claim that the radical Islamists got the guns at gun shows. You can see them right in the script right now. They let them in. They send them to gun shows to get the weapons. They attack. You can see the whole plan being laid out. It's unbelievable. It's a question of not if, but when the next shoe drops. I'm Alex Jones.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
In 1814, we took a little trip along. the Colonel Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
You know, right now might be a good time to actually read Patrick Henry's speech, since we're coming in with this song. Alex Jones here, if you just joined us. But I'm going to do this in the next segment, because it'll take time to read his speech. If I try to hurry through it, I'll butcher it. David Knight is going to pop in at the bottom of the next hour. One of my children is going to go to a Bible camp this weekend, and so I want to see her before she goes. I didn't get to see her a lot this morning, so I'm going to have lunch with my children at 12:30, and David Knight's going to come in here and do 30 minutes of the show. Then I'll interview the author of Robo Apocalypse. I had surgery Wednesday, and I felt great Wednesday, great yesterday. I kind of feel out of it today, but I still came in. So I seem a little bit dingy, a little bit out of it. That is what's going on. Had hernia surgery, went very well. People are surprised I'm here. But this is better than sitting around home watching television. I mean, I just don't sit around, and I'd rather just be active and deal with a little bit of pain I have than be inactive, than I focus on the pain. So that's why I'm here. Appreciate all of your support out there. He's also going to be getting into the Kenya situation and driverless cars and more when he comes in at the bottom of the hour. But my children are off school today, and so we're going to have lunch. I tell you, my head is spinning with the amount of news here to go over. Let's just talk about the facts. Radical Islamicists and folks coming in from Saudi Arabia, they don't have to take off their burqas and their headdresses when they come through airport security because they, quote, have religious freedom and they won't put up with it. But American citizens have to take our shoes off, our belts off, and be treated like slaves and walk through all the athlete's foot and the flesh-eating bacteria and the rest of it. Meanwhile, numbers show that the world will be majority Muslim by 2070, Pew study suggests, and with Islam being accelerated in its radicalization, and with Christianity being henpecked and attacked by the political correct socialist movement, we're in trouble. There's the big comedian, David Cross, who put out a movie that just came out. In fact, I was on Netflix just last week, and there it was, the first movie that came up as new releases. And at the end of the movie, he goes, "I love Alex Jones. I hate blacks, Jews, and Muslims." The name of the film is Hits. It isn't much of a hit on IMDb with a 5.6 rating, I'll tell you that. And the movie just ends with the fact that I hate Muslims. And see, what do you have a big, rich, liberal socialist like David Cross, who has bodyguards but doesn't want us to be armed, and then he sees it as radical and right-wing to not embrace radical Islam. And then you'll never hear David Cross or any of these people criticize radical Islamicists murdering Christians this year and last year by the hundreds of thousands. Just type in, UN says Christians most persecuted group. And then even the UN admits that. Why do so-called liberals hate Christians so much? Unless they're liberal groups that have taken over major denominations of churches, like the Methodist Church. That here in Austin, the First Methodist Church is a collection agency for the illegals and for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And there's the headline. Christians currently most persecuted religious group in the world, Holy See tells UN. Well, that's the Vatican. The UN report last year admitted that as well. So I'm kind of not really beating a dead horse here today. It's just very upsetting. Yep, there's Reuters. About 100 million Christians persecuted around the world, report, About 100 million Christians are persecuted around the world, with conditions worsening for them most rapidly in Syria and Ethiopia, according to an annual report by a group supporting oppressed Christians worldwide. Open Doors, a non-denominational Christian group, listed North Korea, Saudi Arabia, and Afghanistan as the three toughest countries for Christians last year. They topped 50 country ranking in 2011 as well. We're going to come back, and I'm going to reset and get into all this. But the bigger issue is, look at how this massacre of Christians isn't even in the news. You'd think it never happened, because they're Christians.
We're on the march.
They're just like veterans.
Empire's on
Kill them.
Run.
Don't give them health care. Nobody cares.
Jones and the GCN
Gun owners, veterans, Christians are the enemy. We are the listed enemy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I was just mentioning how gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, veterans are the trash to be taken out by the globalists. We are the enemy. We are hated. We better get together. We better stand together. WorldNet Daily has an article, and this is what happens to former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. More than 15 times, he told me, until he just stopped going. He's been here a year now, and Joe Biggs has shrapnel, bullet wounds, you name it. highly decorated. He tries to go into the VA, coughing up blood, and just over and over and over again, they just keep saying, get this paperwork, get that paperwork. He comes back each time. They say, come back next week. He's on a no-treat list. And, of course, that came out last year that, indeed, they have that for about a third of the vets. Well, VA makes vet-proof leg amputation with X-ray. A former 75th Ranger Regiment soldier who lost his leg during military service described the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs as so inept and bureaucratic that the medical official at one affiliated facility insisted on an X-ray of his artificial limb as proof of his amputation instead of just looking at it and having it in the records. That's just how they deny the care. They just keep saying, we don't have the records. Veteran Chad Fleming told Glenn Beck that the VA opted against reviewing his medical history. That's what they do. They just won't even review it. Or simply having an official look at the space on his body where his leg should have been in favor of taking a costly X-ray of the limb that doesn't exist, he said. And again, that's how they mess with you. And they make you do blood tests after blood test after blood test, or they'll say, oh, you want us to look at why you're coughing up blood? We're going to do a colonoscopy. You come back next week, we're going to do another colonoscopy. Come back again, they go, we're doing it again. You go, you just did it, and you go, we don't have those records. Or we got to give you all your vaccines. You just gave them to me last week. Do it again. They just laugh at you. It's all a big sick joke. Or they just give you bags of drugs. Here, take this. You like drugs, don't you? The doctor actually laughed, Fleming said, the news site reported. And I told him, I said, you wonder why this country is in such a deficit. It's because you're wasting money taking X-rays of a leg that doesn't exist. It's like, dude, I'm not a starfish. It isn't going to grow back. The VA has faced considerable fire for providing inadequate services to veterans and delaying necessary medical treatment on purpose to meet budgets. They haven't been accused. They have the Watson computers from IBM denying the care. It came out. People blew the whistle and it got whitewashed. This is the criminal government we have running things. They've got plenty of money to take care of people, folks. They will give you the runaround forever. Now the Pentagon can't account for $45 billion it spent in Afghanistan, being paid to contractors. It's a giant scam. You ask why we don't win wars, because we're not designed to win. They're designed to go on and on and on as a big black hole to pour money into since the day of Vietnam. It was always about money making. Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, exposed that. Commandant of the Marine Corps. Or he was up to be commandant and then wouldn't go along with the coup d'etat. But since Vietnam, where they wouldn't let them mine the northern harbors, wouldn't let them bomb the factories, wouldn't let them bomb the Russian ships coming in with the weapons and the Chinese ships, wouldn't let them torpedo them because they wanted it to go on and on and on and on and on to sit on top of the opium and ship it out and make billions of dollars a month in contracts. LBJ went from being worth a few million dollars. He got in Congress with nothing. He was worth a few million dollars when Vietnam started. He was worth billions by the end of it.
His wife was as well.
Yes, his wife was as well, absolutely. I mean, these people are sick. They are absolutely sick. Good point, CJ. I mean, the Johnsons still own about a third of the buildings downtown. It makes me want to throw up. Absolutely makes me want to throw up. They wanted to put my show on 590 AM years ago when they still owned it, KLBJ. And they said, nope, it's come down from the family that we're not going to pick your show up. I've actually had the Johnsons try to keep me off radio stations. What a group of crooks. All right, I don't mean to digress off into that. Kansas will allow concealed carry of guns without a permit. That's certainly good news. Reuters, Kansas residents will be allowed to carry concealed weapons in the state without training or a permit starting July under a bill signed into law. It's just the Vermont open carry, folks. Thursday by Governor Sam Brownback. Good job, Sam. Said the new law will protect the rights of gun owners while opponents said the measure poses safety risk. Reasonable gun owners, ladies and gentlemen. Reasonable gun ownership for protection and sport is a right inherent in our Constitution, Brownback said in a statement. Alaska, Vermont, Arizona, Arkansas, Wyoming have similar laws, and Texas is set to try to pass it as well. So great job, Kansas. Crime rates have dropped everywhere it happens. Criminals don't follow the law. They're going to get guns and commit crimes. More guns on the street means less crime. That's in major studies by Professor Lott and others. We ought to get Professor Lott back on the show. He hasn't probably been on in like 6-7 years. And what did the head of Interpol say? Arm the general public. It was one British commando off duty, licensed to carry firearms at that mall 2 years ago that cut the number of deaths as estimated by the Kenyan government in half. One guy with a firearm held him down so the massacre could stop so they could surround him and then take him out. Imagine. I mean, I guarantee you, if you had 5 or 6 jihadis, it was 4 did this yesterday in Kenya. 4 guys try to come into a university that had guns, it'd be over. But see, they know universities are gun-free areas. They always attack gun-free areas. Well, Kenya's a gun-free country. And now their government's calling for more police. No, the answer is not more police. Unless it was police training citizens how to use guns and creating a posse. That's all that is civil defense, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't trust the pilots to fly the planes and the good citizens with no criminal record to own guns, then you don't have a country. Then you turn everything loose to criminals. Now, I want to get into the Iran situation now. I've been trying to read over the agreement. It looks like it's got a bunch of gray areas. And quite frankly, it is a victory for Iran. It will allow them to develop peaceful reactors. It will allow them to develop the oil refineries they need to become energy sufficient. If Iran doesn't go the way of war, this will allow them to become a first world nation. The globalists don't want that. So I don't know why they've done this deal. I talked to the owner of a security company in Los Angeles, who's a former highly decorated Israeli commando, this weekend when I was out in Los Angeles. And he agreed with me that this is all a bait and switch, some type of screw job, and that the Israeli government is in on it with the U.S. and Iran, and that it's more sophisticated than we're being told. Don't forget, Israel was involved in Iran-Contra, doing backroom deals with Iran while acting like they were their enemy in 1980. So we don't know what's really going on. And quite frankly, this is so foggy, I don't know what to make of it. But joyful Iranians dance into the night after nuclear breakthrough. AFP, Iran world powers reach initial deal on reining in Tehran's nuclear program. It will put cameras in the reactors and inspectors. Obama, tentative Iran nuclear deal, best option for Israel. Here's the deal. Pakistan, it's well known, a decade ago, transferred nukes to Saudi Arabia. And Iran reportedly has been getting what it needs from Russia. And so that's why it's kind of a stalemate. Obama says tentative Iran nuke deal, best option for Israel. You know what, Obama? Here's the deal. I'm not against Israel, but I'm sick of hearing about Israel interest. How about what's best for U.S. national security? How about you be the president of the U.S.? No, you're a globalist selling the country out. And this whole Iran thing's a distraction while our borders are wide open and our economy goes into free fall. We'll get to that in a moment. Politico actually has a pretty good article. The gray areas in the Iran deal, how a pre-dawn meeting in Switzerland produced one of the Iran's deals, has many fuzzy areas. Yeah, it's like Obamacare. It's a blank check for both sides to just kind of kick the can down the road. Netanyahu sends a very blunt message to Obama following announcement on Iran deal. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu sent a very blunt message to Obama today following an announcement of a tentative deal with Iran aimed at curbing the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. We're going to get to what he had to say in a moment, but first, here's an excerpt of Obama's speech as posted at USA Today. Here it is.
Today, the United States, together with our allies and partners, has reached a historic understanding with Iran, which, if fully implemented, will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon. This has been a long time coming. The Islamic Republic of Iran has been advancing its nuclear program for decades. Today, after many months of tough, principled diplomacy, we have achieved the framework for that deal. And it is a good deal. a deal that meets our core objectives.
So is Obamacare?
This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon. So this deal is not based on trust. It's based on unprecedented verification. Many key details will be finalized over the next 3 months. And nothing is agreed to until everything is agreed.
Yeah, it's kind of like the FCC deal.
But here are the basic outlines of the deal that we are working to finalize. First, Iran will not be able to pursue a bomb using plutonium because it will not develop weapons-grade plutonium. The core of its reactor at Iraq will be dismantled and replaced. The spent fuel from that facility will be shipped out of Iran for the life of the reactor. Iran will not build a new heavy water reactor. And Iran will not reprocess fuel from its existing reactors. Ever. Second, this deal shuts down Iran's path to a bomb using enriched uranium. Iran has agreed that its installed centrifuges will be reduced by two-thirds.
All right, let's go. That's enough of Obama. Again, all of this is moot. Iran's got nuclear weapons, and so does Saudi Arabia, and so does South Africa, and so many countries. Israel just finally admitted last week they've got nukes, as if I needed Israel to admit that. And Kurt Nemo has his perspective on it at Infowars.com. The hypocrisy behind the Iran nuclear agreement, few mention U.S. use of nukes on civilians, talking about DU, and Israel's stockpile of bombs. Yeah, Israel's not part of the U.N. Weapons Convention. And again, I'm not even bashing Israel, but it's hypocritical to say that Israel doesn't have to follow any of these treaties or rules, but Iran does. And this sets the precedent under globalism where the UN controls sovereign countries. And now you notice under UN rules they're trying to ban stoves and outside fireplaces and barbecue pits. I mean, that's now happening in California. So
they're trying to regulate local barbecue trailers here in Austin, Alex.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. There's some trailers out in Barton Springs. There's a couple on the east side. They're saying that the smoke is driving residents crazy when they open their windows.
Yeah, so just normal human activity. Shut down all human activity, but let GMO take place, all of it. Let, you know, chemtrailing go on. It's just insane. Let's go to Iran's foreign minister, Javed Zarif, on the so-called framework. Here it is.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me again thank you all for having followed our work. We've done significant work. If we look back at recent history, and if we succeed, we've taken a major step, but we are still some time away from reaching where we want to be.
I was about to say, no deal's been made.
This would be one of the few cases where an issue is resolved through diplomatic means.
No, it's been a proxy war in Syria.
And that would require an approach that would concentrate on a non-zero-sum outcome, a win-win outcome. And that was my country's approach to this from the very beginning. We appreciate the work that every delegation has put to this. We have done significant work. We have made achievements. We have made progress. We have decided to take steps for a period of time to assure anybody who had concern, which we thought those concerns were misplaced anyway, that our program is exclusively peaceful, has always been, and will always remain exclusively
peaceful.
All right.
Let's go to Benjamin Netanyahu, the newly reelected Prime Minister of Israel. Let's get his take on it.
The deal would not shut down a single nuclear facility in Iran, would not destroy a single centrifuge in Iran, and will not stop R&D on Iran's advanced centrifuges. On the contrary, the deal would legitimize Iran's illegal nuclear program. It would leave Iran with a vast nuclear infrastructure. A vast nuclear infrastructure remains in place. The deal would lift sanctions almost immediately, and this at the very time that Iran is stepping up its aggression and terror in the region and beyond the region. In a few years, the deal would remove the restrictions on Iran's nuclear program. enabling Iran to have a massive enrichment capacity that it could use to produce many nuclear bombs within a matter of months. Such a deal does not block Iran's path to the bomb. Such a deal paves Iran's path to the bomb.
All right, here's what's really going on, folks. There's a proxy war between Shiites and Sunnis. The West is allied with the most radical, largest group, the Saudi Arabian jihadi Al-Qaeda types, ISIS group, that just attacked the Kenyan university. And the West has been trying to take Iran down, and they failed. And they failed because Russia backed them, and our own military would not back Al-Qaeda against Syria. So now Saudi Arabia has gone crazy and launched attacks all over against Shiite areas. So the Shiites are striking back. Now Chinese troops, I forgot this, have landed in the Middle East. I mean, I'm going to be getting to that after the break. You cannot make up how crazy all of this has gotten. You cannot make it up. In fact, I'm having trouble finding my Chinese troop story. Maybe you guys can. It's on screen. There it is. Yeah, that's from Chaos in Yemen. Chinese troops arrive as U.S. armed rebels set sights on central bank. Print me that article. Thank you. I mean, we're entering Twilight Zoneville here. The whole world is accelerating into confrontation. And so the West wants sanctions on Iran to try to cripple Hezbollah running guerrilla warfare operations in the Middle East against the Saudi Arabian takeover. Does that mean the Iran's the good guys? No. But they are the underdog, and they're not the ones launching the terror attacks, okay? It's Saudi Arabia.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ass with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health
benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Human victim of Fidel Castro's roundups is horrified by Jade Helm and the footage that he's seen on the news of the military practicing to round up Floridians. That's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to be breaking that down in the next hour. Army is seeking crisis actors for Ohio military drill in June ahead of Jade Helm. That's out of Investment Watch. Opportunity begins May 19th to the 15th and runs for up to 5 years to be part of these crises they want to play out. Isn't that just interesting? You can see the video at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the video report that breaks all of that down. Again, the Chinese troops reportedly are there evacuating Chinese citizens and infrastructure and are being fired on at the port of Aden in Yemen. That, according to the London Guardian and RT, that's boiled down in a detailed article at Zero Hedge. We have it posted in full at InfoWars.com. Yemen, fighters seize presidential palace in battle for Aden. This is the destabilization program spiraling out of control. So the Iranian foreign minister, Javad Zarif, gets up there and says, we're coming to this agreement peacefully. No, they're not. There's a huge proxy war going on, and the Shiites in many areas are beating the al-Qaeda forces because they're organized military units. The al-Qaeda forces are a bunch of rich kids and punks from the West funded by Saudi Arabia to just run around and rape and kill. And I'm not lionizing the Iranians either. It's just a fact that they're military units and these other people aren't. I'll tell you this, though, the Iranians are not cutting any Christians' heads off and aren't blowing up churches, and they don't do it in Iran either. And the Shiite-run, Alawite-minority-run coalition government of Syria doesn't persecute Christians either. So remember, our government's backing the folks that chop Christians' heads off, and our media won't report on 147 dead Christians. You'd think it was a minor story about a Cessna crashing in Kenya. It had got more attention than this. There had been a fire and two kids died, and you'd be hearing more about it. That's because Christians don't count, veterans don't count, gun owners don't count, because we're not compatible with the new socialist world government. Christians are being persecuted this Easter. Remember that. And ask your church when you go to it where you're going to get some government-delivered sermon about opening the borders up and being loving or turning your guns in. Disgusting that people put up with this. The economy's falling apart. We've already known this. They've been covering it up, but now the job numbers are in. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Before we go any further, briefly, your purchases of the high-quality water filters, books, videos, Patriot apparel, everything from Molon Labe shirts to belt buckles at InfoWarsStore.com funds our operation, and we're going to have free shipping. It was going to end today, but I'm going to extend it through Easter. It will end Monday morning, and that put that in the computer, folks. We're going to put that in our shopping cart. It will end at midnight Sunday. That's it. That is when it cuts off, and the specials, a lot of the specials are over. This is the new special. It's going for another 2.5 days. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your prayers and your support. You get really high-quality nutraceuticals really high quality Patriot apparel, Bucks films, shortwave radios, survival seed banks, highest quality non-GMO, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win-win. Shop with the good guys. Thank you all for your support. Back in just 70 seconds, second hour, straight up.
Thanks for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.